From Spark and Anvil and Pixel Forge, this is Feather in Chapter 1 of the Pixel Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by Gemini 2.5.
Feather was a barn owl tween, round and soft-edged, with a face like a pale heart. His feathers were so downy that his outlines seemed to melt into the air, and that melting was the whole point. When Feather stood in a doorway, you could not say where he ended and the light began. There was always a quiet gray hush between him and the rest of the world. In his wing, he carried a fine, soft-tipped tool he called his smoothing quill. He used it to lay single, pale pixels along the edges of other people's art, looking for the exact spots where a shape went jagged. He worked wherever curves and diagonals lived, because those were the shapes that suffered most on a grid. A grid only knows squares, Feather liked to say, and a curve is not a square. When you draw a round thing on a grid, the edge climbs like a tiny staircase, he explained. Step, step, step. Nothing is wrong with the staircase, which is just doing its honest, square best. My job is to help the eye read past it. He would find a harsh diagonal line that looked like stacked bricks, then tuck a few softer, in-between colored pixels into the corners of each step. Suddenly, the bricks stopped shouting staircase and started whispering, smooth line. See, Feather would murmur, I did not straighten it because I cannot do that, but I soften the corners so your eye slides along instead of tripping.
Feather grew up in the high, drafty bell tower of the village, where his family served as the village criers. They were not loud criers, but soft ones, carrying news between two feuding hill farms whose shouting had long ago stopped working. The words from those farms always came across too hard, all sharp edges, and people only heard the anger instead of the actual meaning. Feather's mother had a special gift for this delicate work. She would take a jagged, bristling message, "Your black goats broke my hazel fence again," and she would not change what it meant. She only softened the corners of how it landed by tucking a warm word in front and a gentle pause behind. The neighbors still heard the truth about the goats, but he could hear it without flinching because the sharp stair steps of the news had been eased. You never lie the edge away, she taught Feather as they watched the valley. The fence is still broken, but you stop the sharpness from being the only thing they feel. Feather practiced on everything he found, harsh musical notes, hard stone corners, and blunt goodbyes, laying soft gray pixels of kindness into the jagged spots. Soon, the true shape of things could finally be read, and he came to love that quiet work. He did not want to change what a thing was. He only wanted to help it be understood.
At 12, Feather decided it was time to leave the bell tower. So he flew and walked the long, dusty road to Pixel Forge. His smoothing quill was tucked safely under his left wing, and his downy coat was gray with road dust when he finally arrived. Pallet met him at the heavy oak door with her one favorite question. What is anti-aliasing? Feather blinked his big, dark eyes, not looking flustered at all by her sudden test. It is helping a jagged edge read as smooth, he said, without pretending the screen is not made of squares. Pallet leaned against the doorframe, waiting for him to continue. A curve on a grid climbs in little stair steps, Feather explained. I lay a few in-between colored pixels into the corners of those steps, only where the eye stumbles. He adjusted his quill under his wing. Then the eye stops seeing stairs and starts seeing a line. I do not straighten anything, but I soften the corners so the true shape comes through. Pallet studied the young owl, whose own edges seemed to melt gently into the afternoon air. You are the lesson, aren't you? She said. You come with your own soft edge already worn. I come from a family that softened hard things for a living, Feather said. Pallet smiled and stepped aside, opening the door into the warm, glowing workshop. You are the one, she said.
Feather's new workshop had walls the color of morning fog, a quiet space far from the clatter of the main forge. On his wooden table sat his smoothing quill and a glowing canvas. And today, the otter kit Sumi was back, frowning deeply at a digital picture. The picture was supposed to show a curved sword sweeping in a graceful, dangerous arc. Instead, the blade climbed the screen in hard, blocky stair steps that looked less like a weapon and more like a broken stone staircase. "It's so jaggy," Sumi groaned, slumping over the desk and pointing a webbed claw at a messy cluster of dark pixels. "I zoomed in as close as I could, tried to fix every single square, and it just got worse." "Ah, you tried to do a lot," Feather said kindly, hopping onto a high stool beside her. "This is actually a very little job. Watch where I put my pixels, and watch where I don't." He leaned close to the glowing screen, where the sword was drawn in dark charcoal gray against a pale blue background. Feather dipped his quill into a medium slate blue, a color halfway between the blade and the sky. At each corner where one stair step met the next, he tucked a single slate blue pixel. One here, one there. He skipped the long straight runs of the blade entirely. "Those straight parts already read fine," he whispered. "Leave them be." He touched only the sharp elbows where the eye would trip, adding only 6 small dots of transition color. He set the quill down on the table. "Now step back." Sumi stood up and walked to the far side of the room, squinting at the screen. The ugly staircase was gone, and the blade curved beautifully now, a clean, smooth arc, sweeping across the screen. Sumi had watched him work, and she knew he had not changed the actual shape, yet the sword was suddenly readable. "You barely did anything," Sumi breathed, her eyes wide. "I did exactly enough," Feather said. "I put them in exactly the spots that needed it, and nowhere else." He preened a loose feather on his chest. "That is the whole discipline. If you use too few in between pixels, the stairs still shout at you. If you use too many, you get a blurry smudge. You can oversoften until the shape goes mushy," he continued, "and then no one can read it at all." "The skill is not adding a lot," Feather said. "It is knowing where the eye stumbles, easing only those spots, and then having the courage to stop." He showed Sumi the small, strict rules of his craft. "Only soften the corners of the stair steps," he said. "Never touch the flat runs. Pick your in-between pixel from the 2 colors that actually meet at that edge, borrowing from both sides." He tapped the screen with his quill. "Keep it thin, because 1 pixel of softening usually beats 3. And always step back to check your work, because this is a favor you do for a faraway eye." The studio grew dim as the sun dipped below the hills, but Sumi stayed to look at the smooth sword. "I feel a little silly," Sumi said, tracing the curve with her finger. "I spent an hour zooming in, adding tons of pixels and making it worse, but you fixed it in a minute." "Do not feel silly," Feather said, settling his round body beside the otter kit. "Feel it in your shoulders instead, and let them come down." Sumi took a slow breath, and her shoulders dropped, releasing the tension of the afternoon. "Everyone starts by trying to do too much, because doing a lot feels like caring," Feather murmured, his soft edges catching the last amber light. "But the kindest thing you can do to a jagged edge is to find the few spots that actually need help." "Help exactly those," he whispered, "and then let the rest be." He closed his eyes. "You do not have to touch every square to make something clear. You just have to touch the right ones and know when you are done." Sumi looked at the screen, then at her own hands, feeling a small, clean relief in the quiet room. It was the calm of doing just enough and being allowed to stop. "Soften only where the eye stumbles," Feather said gently, his outline blurring into the warm dark. "Then trust it.
doesn't it feel good to stop before you have overdone it?
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Feather. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.